It's the first Friday of February, and I know three things. One, Valentine's Day decorations are already up all over school. Red and pink streamers are hung from the ceilings every year to make it feel like love really is in the air. But to me, it screams that love can be torn down at any second. Two, I miss the days when teachers made everyone from the weird kid that picks his nose in the back of the classroom to your first top-secret crush buy you a Valentine. Even though their moms would just buy a pack of generic cards from Target and scribble their names at the bottom, it was something. Now that I don't have a boyfriend, who knows what I'll be getting? Three, I know my new animosity for Valentine's Day really has nothing to do with these things and everything to do with what happened this time last year. But I brushed that thought aside harder than I'd brushed the knots out of my hair this morning to make it perfectly straight. Today, I'm wearing a printed skirt with a cropped sweater and matching tights. I try to look my best even when I'm not feeling it, which is probably why my friends never know when something is bothering me. We're huddled together in line for the paper hearts the student government is selling as a fundraiser for the Valentine's Day dance. There's a table set up outside the gymnasium, which is the perfect spot because it's where people always hang out before homeroom. A long line is formed from the gym entrance to the boys' locker room around the corner. There's a part of me that's super proud of the turnout. The paper hearts were my idea in ninth grade when I first joined student government's planning committee. We were trying to think of something original to sell other than carnations to raise money for the Valentine's Day dance. I thought of love letters immediately. There's something about them that feels so perfectly nostalgic. From there, I thought of selling paper cutouts in the shape of hearts people could write messages on, which would then be passed out around school during the weeks leading up to the dance. You can decorate them and write anything you want to. People mainly send short but sweet ones to their friends. Other times, if you're in a relationship, you might send a more thoughtful one to show how much you care. What's more romantic than telling someone how you feel? Ever since freshman year, I've gotten a heart from Pete. He isn't the sentimental type, but he always took them seriously. Part of me thinks it's only because it was my idea. But there's another part of me that feels it was genuine. He knew it made me really happy to open one from him. There's something about receiving love letters that feels way better than some text. I saved all of them in the secret hiding spot next to my bed. Standing in line, I wonder if any of the paper hearts I get this year will be worth keeping. "We should get ours for free," Carmen declares as we inch toward the student government table, "since this was Ella's idea." Jessica and Katie nod. I glance up at the girl passing out the paper hearts. I forget her name somehow, even though she's the one who always raises her hand in my English class to answer all the questions. I don't really know her personally, but she doesn't exactly scream rule breaker. I shake my head. Not going to happen. But on the positive side, the money goes toward the dance.
"Ooh, do you think there's going to be a flower wall for pictures again?" Katie asks.
I blink at the word again. I don't remember the flower wall. Carmen gives Katie a look before answering.
"Doubtful. Ella was the only one in student government who actually did anything cool. At least they're doing the paper hearts again instead of passing out dinky carnations. I wouldn't put that past them."